You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Good evening, everybody. It's the Madhouse coming to you tonight live. And, how anticlimactic? Climatic or climactic?
Climatic.
Anticlimactic. Climax. Andy, you're the one that messed this up. Look at that. You don't know how to tape stuff back. Aha. There we go. Just try not to move that or touch it. Or anything. Let's just do it right here. Just like that. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to a late start to the Madhouse Radio. I am Carlito, as I said before, and here next to me is Andy. What's up, Andy? How are you doing? Good to have you on. Welcome back. How was your week? You got your dog neutered? Today you had your dog neutered.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the worst thing you could ever do.
Okay.
I've done a lot of bad things.
Are you on mute? Are you even?
I don't know.
You know what? Yeah, I was supposed to. Now that's mine. We'll grab that one. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I got a backup microphone. Hang on. Back up microphone. I see it already. There we go. Don't panic, everybody.
Is that thing?
Yeah, well, what can I say? There you go. We'll put that right there and shit. And if you need to mute it, you do off right there. That's what you gotta do. And anyway, so while we're doing that, hang on. I'm hooking Andy up back to the soundboard. If you want to message us at Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. Say something.
Alright, are we back? Am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
I am back.
Try to just speak as close into it as you can there.
Right.
There
we
go.
This is going to be real comfortable.
Sure it is. Well, you can hold it, dude. If you want. Hold it like a mic, like you're an MC. Now try.
Right. How's that sound?
That's
that loud?
See? You're coming in perfectly now. Alright, good. We got Andy here finally. So, Andy, Cap got neutered for, because of, what, now he attacked a kid or something, and they forced him to get neutered?
He killed a few children. But
I had a question.
They were homeless.
Hey, here's something about I wanted to ask you.
Right.
As a pit bull owner, this week in Orlando, an 80-year-old man died from a pit bull attack.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the whole thing of, you know, because a lot of people are calling for pit bulls to be, to be banned in Metro Orlando, I guess, now. They're trying to start passing legislation. I guess Denver has already done it. You can't have a pit bull in the city limits or anything like that.
There should be, like, you know, that's probably, it's probably a good idea to actually ban them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you can pay, like, make like $1,000 license, like, an extra large amount of license for any kind of, you know, potentially dangerous dog or wild or a pit bull or something. So make it kind of expensive so,
like an insurance,
you know, someone can't just have like a pack of, because how many of them attack this guy? Usually it's like two or three, right?
No, it was just one.
It was apparently one?
He was 80 years old.
Yeah.
And he was already sick and apparently
he shouldn't have been out.
Well, here's the thing. The guy had, he had five bypasses already. Five different surgeries for heart bypasses.
Why was he out on the street?
He should have been in a bed, right? But he was out, and the dog came up and attacked him. He was here's the thing: the pit bull was emaciated, apparently, too.
Oh, he was gonna eat him?
I mean, he hadn't been fed well by his owner.
Yeah.
And stuff,
well, I mean, if you put a large, you know, fee on it, then a person who wouldn't feed his pit bull likely couldn't afford it.
What about a pit bull tax?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Kind of like paying into an insurance account.
And then if you don't pay it, you know, they'll take your dog away.
Man, have you seen the pictures of people getting face transplants in China and shit?
No.
They had this Japanese guy got attacked by a bear, and his face got mauled, and they transplanted another Chinaman's face onto his face. And they did it to this lady who got attacked by a pit bull in France. She got the first facial transplant. She got the face of another person grafted under her face and everything, and the body's not rejecting it. That's the point we got to now, is we can actually do that. Isn't that creepy, though?
Yeah.
She has somebody else's face for the rest of her life. But
yeah, it's probably weird. Is it weird looking?
It is kind of. It's not. I mean, you can see. It's not perfect where it looks like a whole face. I mean, it looks. It still looks fucked up, but not as bad as as what it normally would look like. These are people who are missing chunks of their cheeks and stuff, and that doesn't grow back. You got a huge hole in your cheek, and yeah. So I mean, the Chinese guy, he was missing his entire upper lip and his upper cheek on his right side. So you saw straight through to his teeth and his gums when he had his mouth closed.
Right.
So you can imagine that's horrible. So we're talking about pit bulls, right? So do you believe the whole thing where it's the owner's fault, you know?
Yeah.
The owners that treat their pit bulls. Because, Cap, you know, he's aggressive, but I don't ever see him attacking anybody.
Well, he's not aggressive against people.
No, he's not.
He'll kill a cat or, you know, another dog. He'll want to fight it.
He plays rough, but he doesn't do nothing bad.
He's never bitten anyone.
So, you know, pit bulls are banned in Australia. The whole country can't have a pit bull at all.
Really?
And I don't know if it's the same in Britain, but I know in Australia you can't have a pit bull.
I mean, there's dogs that are just as bad.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, Chow or...
Chows are
Doberman
assholes.
Doberman or German Shepherd. Those dogs are all, like...
Or the regular wild bulldog, Rottweiler.
Well, no, a regular bulldog's not aggressive at all.
No.
A Rottweiler is really not that aggressive either, I don't think.
Now, you don't remember when when DeLand High, they had the bulldog and it attacked some band player and it locked on his neck and stuff and
release
it. That happened in DeLand High. That was like 87. It made like the news.
But how would a bulldog get on someone's neck?
I don't know. It was a kid. It was probably like maybe 14, maybe 15 years old.
The bulldog jumped up and bit him in his neck?
I don't know. Something happened where like he was getting chased by the bulldog. He fell down and the bulldog like clamped onto his like jugular and they couldn't like, I guess the way bulldogs are, you can't really... Once they're chomped onto something, they won't let go, so they had to actually, like, shoot him up with something to get him to let go or something like that. I remember that. It was, like, in the news all over the place. It was the high school mascot for the... Well, I think at that time, where we lived, we still went to DeLand at that point. So that was way before your time, man.
Yeah.
Not everybody knows where we live. Well, they know. I mean, we've talked about Stomping Grounds before. You don't like holding that mic, do you?
No, it's weird.
Well, I know. What can I do? The AOL Instant Messenger is Madhouse Radio. Yahoo is Madhouse PCU Radio. And MSN Messenger is Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. And Smooth Stunner is saying my mic's really cutting out, and it works now. See? Good work, Andy. How do you get to the higher quality stream? I don't know. But do be sure to visit MadhouseLive.com. Again, that's MadhouseLive.com. That's our homepage. And let's do some prank calls, Annie. This isn't the fucking talk about dog show. Do pranks. You know what, Nunu? Fuck you, dude. You know what I mean? You posted some video of a fat guy. Annie, did you pull that up yet?
No.
Fat man dancing?
Wait, hold on.
Let's see what this fat man dancing I supposedly am. And I don't appreciate that, Nunu. I've been over backwards for you. And you're not even an American. You know, Andy doesn't like anybody who's a foreigner. He doesn't like me. And I was born here. And my parents are technically American, so... But anyway, the numbers we have tonight to call. We have the Pothouse Bar and Grill. This is in Ireland. And your people are Welsh. Is that just from the island or is that from the mainland?
Well.
Aren't you Welsh or something?
Mostly Scottish and Dutch.
Scottish and Dutch. Holland then, right? Is that Dutch?
Yeah, okay, here we are.
All right, we got the fat hula. Great.
I don't think he went dancing. Oh, he's a fat guy with a hula hoop.
Okay. He's got a suit on. I don't wear a suit.
He's in better shape than you are.
He is not in better shape than me, man. I've lost weight lately. And he's putting a tie around his head.
This isn't really that
This funny. Is stupid. This is British humor. Oh, this is great, chap. Look at that. He's taking his shirt off. Wow. Okay, great. Oh, Andy, you keep enjoying that. Give me a report of that when it's done, okay?
Yeah, he's got the hula hoop now.
Okay. Yeah, this is very British.
Very anticlimactic.
Alright, let's turn that down right quick here. So, new background music. This is Mad Villain, right, Andy?
Yeah.
You want to explain who Mad Villain is for any reason?
No,
I can
look it up.
MadVillain.com. Okay. So we have plenty of international numbers to call tonight. The Stiff Kitten Pub, that's in Ireland also. We also have a Circle K in Arkansas. Dunkin' Donuts, several Dunkin' Donuts here. I don't see the one yet for Detroit, Michigan, for our good friend Sam. I don't really know if his name is Sam, but that was some shit right there, man. That's awesome. That was last week's show, and you can hear that on the podcast if you go to madhouselive.com and join the podcast and download our episodes. It's updated every weekend with the previous week's last episode as well as any pranks. At least one prank a week on there. At least one new prank a week on there, so be sure to check that out. Got two new pranks posted there last week and last week's show available now for download at your leisure. In the chat room, Jack Bauer is sending me a number for Pink's Hot Dogs. Ask for David Lee Roth and say I'm his manager. Okay. Right on. Is that what David Lee Roth is up to now?
Yeah.
He lost his show.
He works at Pink's.
Yeah. No, apparently, KDK called into that, you know, Sirius 102, that Stars network. I never listened to it, but apparently one of the Jerky Boys is on there. And got into an argument with him over the phone. I haven't heard it. I didn't listen to KDK last night. He played it, but I was busy. I'm sorry. If someone wants to bring me up to speed on what happened with KDK and Kamal. Now, Kamal, all he did was fucking the Egyptian Magician and Kissel. But those are two, arguably, the two best characters of Jerky Boys.
I agree.
I'm not a big fan of Jack Torse. It's always stupid.
Who's the real angry one? Was that Kissel?
Kissel? Frank Rizzo. Okay,
yeah,
well,
like
Frank Rizzo's funny. Yeah, Frank Rizzo's funny. That's not Kamal, though.
Yeah, it's Johnny B.
Johnny B, yeah. Frank Rizzo's funny, though. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on and do a prank call, everybody. Prepare yourselves. 7-Eleven food store. A woman named Karen. We have a place named Nasty's. We also have a Nasty Girls, Bunghole Liquors, Funky Jane's and the Funky Iguana, Troll Tavern, The Troll, Chumps Video and DVD. You know, I saw some British numbers here. Hang on. That's right. And they're confirmed. Scottish guy named Michael Roach, Ellen Roach. We have a Graham Dyke in England and Manchester. We also have a Wilfred Dyke. That's D-Y-K-E, folks. Okay. So we must call. Those are really short tracks, Andy. Those instrumentals aren't long at all.
Yeah, they're instrumentals. They're not supposed to be long.
Oh, okay. Well, they're not full instrumentals like these right here by MF Doom.
Yeah, those are redone 70 songs. You think you gotta pay more if you put the lyrics.
Okay. All right. Is that what it is?
Yeah, there's like most of the songs are in the 70s. They just redid. All
right. Fair enough. Okay, everybody, we're gonna come with, we're gonna call someone in Scotland. So, hang on.
Any second now. What time is it over there? 3? 3, 4? Nina, what time is it over there? Let us know.
They're not gonna answer.
Nah, fuckers. Oh, it stopped ringing.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi. Is this the Dyke residence?
It is. Not James.
Have I reached the Dykes?
I beg your pardon?
Are these the Dykes that I'm speaking to?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Sir, I'm a big fan of your movies.
Yes, Joe.
Okay.
Time.
Say?
What did that? I don't know what he said.
Kissed off.
Kiss off?
Oh, okay.
Piss off.
Piss off.
Maybe it was piss off. I don't know.
I'm pissed off. Click.
I'm angry. Don't do that again, boy. That's how an American would do it. Maybe we can catch that on a replay. Hang on. Stand by for instant replay, Andy. Any second now, we'll pull that back up for everybody and let you know what happened.
Alright, we can hear all the,
Let's analyze this bad prank call, everybody. See what the problems are with this prank call. Well, apparently it took too long, first of all, for it to connect.
Yeah, that was a lot of...
Any second now. What time is it over there? 3?
He picks up, here.
Lulu, what time is it over there? Let us know.
They're not gonna answer.
Nah, fuckers.
There he picked up.
Oh, it stopped ringing. Hello? Yes, hi. Is this the Dyke residence?
Because? Not James.
Have I reached the dikes?
I beg your pardon?
Are these the dikes that I'm speaking to?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Sir, I'm a big fan of your movies.
Get stuffed.
You know what? You shouldn't have paused right there. You should have kept talking.
Okay.
Because he just gave up on you.
Well, he was in the process of hanging up, though.
But then he said, get stuffed.
And I should have just jumped right in and said something right there, you think?
Well, there's a long pause, so then I guess he figured, you know, he's like, I don't have a movie.
You're right. Yeah. You know, I should not have said the whole movie thing, though, right? That was stupid, too.
Well, yeah, because, odds are he doesn't have a movie out.
Yeah, I know.
If you
you're
luck
right.
out and he's a big movie star over there, that'd be great.
Yeah, but come on.
Yeah,
you know, what are the chances of that? I mean, come on.
4-1.
Yeah. Well, Nunu, sorry. Nunu says call back as James. Whatever. Is that a joke over there? That was so funny over here.
Oh, it's James. Hey, James.
That's like, is your refrigerator running in America? This is James. Oh, you bastard. And I guess it is 4 a.m. over there. I don't know. Whatever. It's like 3, 4, 5 a.m. It's 3:54 in the U.K. See? That's the witching hour. Right?
Right.
What the hell's a witching hour? 3 o'clock?
Know.
Are you afraid of the witching hour, Andy? That's
no,
when the witches come out.
I never heard it before.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, my people, we've moved beyond witches. Do you still have witches in Puerto Rico?
Witches?
Yeah.
No.
You guys worried about that?
No, just Chupacabra.
Yeah, Chupacabra's chasing them.
They caught Chupacabra in Texas.
Yeah, I sent you.
It was
a dog.
Yeah. It was a dog, right?
Or a monkey.
Whatever.
It was a dog bred with a monkey.
Yeah, fucking Chupacabra. That's the Hispanic version of Bigfoot. That's
right.
What white people have, I guess. Bigfoot. And Canadians have the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man or something. What's it called? The Ice Guy?
Yeti.
The Ice King? The Yeti?
Sasquatch.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. That's Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
That's Ray Stans' Fear. Is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Andy, a Transformers movie is coming out. A new Rambo movie is coming out.
Is Stallone in it?
Stallone's in it.
He's Rambo again?
Yeah, he's going to be Rambo again. In Burma.
What's Burma?
Burma, the country of Burma. They got pythons there.
So?
I don't know. All I know about Burma is the Burmese pythons.
Yeah, but why are you talking about Burma?
I don't, that's where the movie's based in. It's going to be in Burma. He's going to be in Burma fighting the Viet Cong or something again. I don't know what he's going to do this time. Well, he fought the Afghanistanis, right? He fought in Afghanistan.
I think
he
was against Russia.
Russia and Afghanistan.
Yeah, because he blew up a helicopter in it.
That's right.
Russian
helicopter. Yeah. He loves blowing up helicopters, man. He blew up two helicopters in his tenure, Rambo did. John Rambo. He's an ununderstood man. It's over Johnny. That's a picture of Captain Chupacabra. Andy,
I'll do it.
Open that up. Andy's going to check that out for us on the laptop. And we're going to do a next call here to see what I can do here. Walmart Supercenter. Bozo in California. This guy is retarded or just really strange?
Look at that stupid picture.
He answered 11 minutes ago. That's supposed to be Chupacabra?
That's what they're saying.
Whatever, man. It looks like a bird.
I don't even think it looks like a bird. It looks like it's fake.
Jeez. Okay, and Nunu says the guy said, is that James? Okay, I see. So he thought I was James. So if I said that this is James, all right, let me try that then. Okay, good call. And then we'll call Bozo after that. Everything copacetic there, Andy?
It sounds like you got a plan.
Yeah. What do we want to play here? Fucking AC/DC? Let's see here. Where did it go? I don't even know this is a good song. We're playing it. Well, fuck it. What's that one that we were just listening to? That one CD. I forget again.
I don't know.
No. The first one that we copied.
Dr. Octagon.
Before that one. Some face.
Handsome.
What about that one? There we go. Alright. I don't know what's good here. What was good that we were listening to here? The Runaway song.
Go up.
That's it. All right, I'll pick one.
The E-Alley with microphone. The E-Alley
on, everybody. Next call's coming up right now.
The party you are calling could not accept blocked calls.
Oh, come on, man.
You are calling from a blocked number.
But what is this? Explain this, everybody. Explain tonight's debacle and why we are not coming through.
You didn't prepare yourself properly.
No, I didn't. I didn't meditate. I didn't do a lot of taste. I didn't masticate. I didn't chew my food well today. I almost choked twice today.
Yeah.
Yes.
What were you eating?
Chicken wings.
You almost choked to death on a chicken wing.
Well, I was trying to get to the marrow.
Really,
don't do that, I'm kidding. That's nasty, man. What would you do? That's a black thing, man. Chew down the
getting it down marrow.
That's a black thing. Eating that marrow. Okay, now what are the movies that we saw that are coming out? We saw fucking. There's a new Punisher coming out.
Magneto.
Magneto the movie. Right.
New Hulk movie.
Oh, really? They're really gonna do that? I know,
yeah,
Wolverine's
it's not,
coming.
It's not Ang Lee. It's a different guy.
Oh, okay.
The guy who did Transport.
I believe there's a war. Fucking Iron Man's coming out,
yeah.
Of course.
Ghost Rider. That looks good.
Ghost Rider sounds good. Shit, what's the one that's escaping me right now? Holy shit.
Fantastic Four 2.
Oh, they're gonna make one of those. I haven't seen the first one. That's the big thing.
Spider-Man
now.
Spider-Man 3.
Okay, that's coming out eventually. Turtles, we talked about last week. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Transformers. What needs to come out that hasn't? We need a new RoboCop movie. We need a remake of RoboCop, is what I say.
You always really like, you know, RoboCop, right?
Because he's
like,
the underdog.
That's your favorite hero.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's the underdog?
He's the biggest retard.
He's a robot.
He's a half-dead person, half-robot. He probably stinks.
You like it because he moves real slow like you.
Yeah, that's why I like him. No, it's not,
slow, man. I can probably get away from him.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I think
he always fights like a bigger, meaner robot.
Yeah.
And wins.
He always gets his ass kicked.
And you're like, how could he win? Does he have more heart? Is that what they're trying to say? Like,
yeah, because he's
you know,
more
the other
human.
Ones are better than him.
He's more human. Well, the third one, he fought a Japanese-made RoboCop, and it was like a fucking samurai ninja fucking guy.
I don't think I saw that one.
It was like a Jet Li fucking guy. Yeah, it's crazy. It was like he had the
how
sword.
Could he possibly beat that guy?
Because they made a jetpack for him. And he flew around him or something. I think some shit happened where he was able to beat him. He
yeah,
did
RoboCop was lame.
Yeah, RoboCop was a piece of shit. He's old 80. He's
the
like,
first one was not bad.
No, that was good. That was ultra violent. A lot of cursing. A lot
Ed
of
Ed Redd from the 70s show was the bad guy.
He was, really?
Yeah.
He was Clarence Boddicker?
No, he was the leader of the goon squad. It was like, you know, a group of goons.
Yeah,
the guys who killed him originally.
Clarence Boddicker.
I don't think it was. I thought there was like an overboss.
Yeah, that guy was Clarence Boddicker. The guy that ran it, the guy that shot his arm off and shit.
Oh yeah, well that was Red.
Okay. Oh, I didn't really. That's crazy. I didn't know it was the same person. Interesting.
I'm probably wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really think that's.
Oh yeah, I'll go look it up.
Alright, you do that. IMDb.com, everybody. Visit IMDb.com. They're sponsoring us tonight, as well as Bud Light and Zephyr Hills Water. Zephyr Hills, that natural spring water. Visit ZephyrHills.com. There's a movie for World Trade Center coming out Friday. And the movie...
Who's in that?
Nick Cage is in it. Nicolas Cage. Rob Cop. RoboCop. Here we go. Here's the information. Come on, the first RoboCop was awesome.
Yeah, look.
They had fire explosions.
That's Red. You know that's Red?
Well, let me see the cast.
Alright.
Go back to the
cast. I don't know why I didn't come to the cast. It's just directed.
Directed by Peter Verhoeven. Peter Weller was in. Let's see. Clarence Boddicker, Kurtwood Smith.
Yeah, that's him.
That him? Confirm. Let's see. They go for a rare.
Look,
that
red.
Is him. That is some shit right there, man. Wow. Yeah, that's 70 show. You gotta be shitting me. Wow. What else has this guy done? Justice League? Oh, he's been voicing stuff too, apparently, in cartoons.
Yeah,
cartoon.
That's what he does a lot of.
Okay, he was in Voyager, apparently.
Nothing good.
New Star Trek movie's coming out, Andy.
Yeah.
And Matt Damon is in it.
Is he really?
Matt Damon is playing Captain Kirk, a young Captain Kirk.
Oh, It's gonna be awful.
It's gonna be awful. I know.
It's gonna be terrible.
Yeah, it is gonna be awful. I don't know.
Is he gonna do a Shatner impression?
I hope he does talk like Shatner. Wouldn't that be great? Just a really bad imitation of Shatner.
I would love that.
He was in Rambo 3. That guy. He's been in a bunch of shit, man. Look at that. Rambo 3.
Very good movies though. Oh, The Paper Chase.
He was in Blue Thunder.
Yeah, he was the leader of Blue Thunder. I used to love that show.
And he was in an episode of the 18.
He was in the leader.
He was in an episode of Blue Thunder.
Just one episode.
Blue Thunder was the helicopter one that was like a knockoff of Airwolf.
Schneider flew Blue Thunder, I think, right?
Yeah, he was in the Star Trek 4 also.
Blue Thunder's way more. Ooh, Eat the Cat.
No, Blue Thunder sucked. Airwolf was the good one.
I like them both.
I don't know. In a fight, Airwolf and Blue Thunder? I think Blue Thunder would have won. They had a gun on the side.
I don't think Blue Thunder did much. Airwolf was a super helicopter. Airwolf beat jets and shit.
Yeah. So why are you saying you're taking Blue Thunder over Airwolf?
I didn't say that.
That's what you said. No, man.
Dana Carvey was in that?
Dana Carvey was... Really? Bubba Smith was in it, too. Look at that. Dick Butkus. Huh. Okay. James Tarantino. That's something, huh? The A-Team and Airwolf double, but better than... whatever. Anyway, we're talking 80s shows and movies that are coming out. What the fuck is this? Clone Homegrown is sending me a Craigslist listing with a phone number for a boat that's for sale or some shit. Well, I'll look into that, sir. Pimp Slut. Oh, man. Okay, we gotta help Pimp Slut out here. Andy, Pimp Slut is going to be joining Full Sail in Orlando.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's your new co-host.
Pimp Slut?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. When is he coming here? I'm going to be following career at Full Sail. I don't know when. Okay. And he sends me a number for someone in Tampa who's a nigger lover. Okay.
Wow.
Isn't Pimp Slut a nigger wannabe? Nigger lover?
Yeah.
Man, Pimp Slut, you'd fuck a black girl for cred if you could. If one would let you, you would. KDK is talking about Jason ting his head back to Crystal Lake. What is this? Freddy versus Jason. Okay. That sucked. I wasn't happy with that. There's a new Chucky versus Leprechaun that's coming out in a few days. Can you believe
Chucky?
That?
Oh, that'll be bad.
Yeah, the first Leprechaun? That was awesome, man. I remember the first Leprechaun.
I would
Leprechaun.
Watch that. Yeah. Chucky would wipe the Leprechaun out.
You know what sucked was when Leprechaun went to the moon. Did you see that one? They made a bunch of crappy ones after that. It was one where he went to the moon. The first one was good, but like fucking when he was going to the moon, I was like...
I like the Leprechaun in the Hood.
Leprechaun in the Hood, I didn't see that
one. Yeah, that was good.
The last one I saw was him in the moon, and I was like, you know what? Okay. That's enough. You know, the toll-free line isn't up again tonight. I'm sorry, everybody.
Oh, it's still not working?
No, it's not. Let's have Clone Homegrown calling. What do you say? You know, I was thinking about since Milkman is like incognito. What's the phone number here? Do you know it? Hang on, I don't even know. I got a new phone number here. That's why the toll free line is still not working. Apparently, they closed at 4 p.m. And I tried to call today to give them the new information, the new phone number for it to ring to. And sure enough, they were closed. I procrastinated, waited till the last minute. So. Anyway, what I was talking about, I was thinking about having Clone Homegrown pick up the satellite feed co-hosting duty since you're going to be leaving here. Is this your last show, or are you going to be here next Thursday for the last show?
No, this is it.
This is it here?
Yeah.
All right. So
I hope to be on the road Thursday.
You hope to be on the road on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have like a set time, so I don't have to be anywhere. But yeah. I'm probably going. But maybe I'll be here next week.
Okay.
I would say it's like a 20% chance right now.
A 20% chance?
Okay. Right.
Well, we gotta do something, man. But we're gonna go out to drink Sunday, right?
Right.
Good. I haven't been out drinking in a long time, and I'm looking forward to that. This should be Clone Homegrown, everybody.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Clone Homegrown? How you doing, man?
What's up, Buttercup?
Nothing. Buttercup. Don't call me Buttercup, man.
Oh, come on.
Don't get too familiar with me, man. I'm playing with you. What's up with you, man? How is the state of Texas? Is it hot there?
It's fucking hot.
Yeah?
It's like 3 digits, you know.
Wow. That sucks. It's not that bad. Yeah. It's bad. I don't have AC in my car, and I have a 30-minute commute every day. Yeah, it's
and you weigh 300 pounds.
And I don't weigh 300 pounds. Andy, you weigh closer to 300 pounds than I do. Yeah. Do you have AC in your house? Central AC? You got a window shaker? What do you got over there in your setup?
I got central AC.
Oh, good. Look at that. You don't see that much outside of Florida, right? No, not a lot of houses.
You see it all over Texas.
No?
Everybody in Illinois, I don't have
it. We're smart. We knew global warming was coming early.
Yeah, but you know what happened today in Boston? They went 20 degrees. They went from like 90 something to 70 something in 60 minutes today.
That shit.
Yeah, in the middle of the afternoon, it went up to like 90 something, and this cold front came through and it dropped the temperature 20 degrees in 60 minutes.
I'd be passing out just from excitement.
Yeah, can you imagine that? How freaky that is? Yeah, it's completely sweeping through the like Maine and all those other states now. So yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of weird though. Yeah, the temperatures drop like that here in Florida sometimes, but in the winter, you know, it's gone down maybe 20, but like when it's like extra hot, like it's been in the whole country and it drops like that, you know.
Right.
You know, people are probably opening up their windows and shit like, oh, that's great. You know, people with no AC, I mean.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah, I broke my bong, man.
That's what I hear. How much did you pay for this bong?
The one I broke?
Yeah.
$163.
Wow. That's like a mid-size, like a nice class mid-size.
But I got another one, so.
How much do you pay for your new one?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay. You made it?
I had it. It was just I didn't have a ball for it, so I had to go buy a stem for it.
Oh, okay. So you just bought the stem.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But let's see if it sounds just as good, okay?
Okay. Oh, that's right. The new...
Probably not as loud.
It's actually louder.
I thought it was pretty loud. Yeah,
it was actually louder than the old one. So that's a plus right there, man.
Alright.
Way to be.
Why don't you throw that one against the wall, too?
Throw it against the wall. Fuck!
Fuck. No, I was screaming when I broke the other one. I screamed, fuck, shit. You know, goddamn, turd.
Yeah.
You damn. Know, everything I could think of.
Did you kick it over? What exactly happened?
I was hiding it, and it was, like, in between the bed, the bottom of the bed, and there's, like, that piece of iron on the bottom of the bed that's angled, you know?
Right.
And it cracked that and exploded all over the fucking floor.
Oh, that sucks.
Why are you hiding it? Was your PO there?
Your PO.
Yeah.
Your PO was coming?
It sucked. I was cleaning the resin out of it, and I fucking cut my thumb open. It bled for, like, 5 hours. I'm like, shit.
That's crazy. You might be diabetic.
Yeah, you might be a hemophiliac.
Yeah.
No. I've been tested.
Okay.
And I don't have AIDS for those that care.
Okay. Do you have herpes? You know, one in four people have herpes.
No, I don't. Syphilis, neither.
Good. Congratulations. I passed that test, too.
I'm not getting the gonorrhea test. I could care less.
You could care less about the gonorrhea?
Yeah.
That shit hurts. Do you see how they test for that? They stick that up your urethra?
Oh, really?
It's like a cotton... It's like a cotton tip for your ear.
Oh, for 5 seconds. Yeah, I've heard of that. I wouldn't. Yeah, that would not be good.
I don't need a gonorrhea test. I know I don't have it.
All right. Well, hey, we were talking earlier. You need to download this software so we can get you on the show here, like next week, off, man. I didn't have time to get you set up this week.
Okay.
But Milkman is like out. I don't know where he's been. He's in the chat room. He doesn't talk or nothing. Doesn't talk to me, so I got to get someone to help me out with the show, you know. So if you want, since you like doing the show, but you're having technical difficulties, I'm thinking at least for the time being, we can maybe get you on with me every once in a while.
Right.
You know, just do some commentary and maybe do some pranks. We'll conference you in and all that.
As long as I can smoke on the air, man.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah,
absolutely not. What do you think this is? What do you take this show for?
Fuck the rules. I do my own thing.
Corn, I want to hear you take a shot of heroin on there.
Yeah.
Do that.
Let's do that.
Buy me some heroin.
No, you do it.
Can you do a wine enema for us one night?
Yeah.
Buy me some wine.
Okay. He's totally for it. Do you got a funnel? He's got the funnel already. He's ready to go. I made this funnel out of a...
I can do a hell of a performance pretending anyway.
I made this funnel out of a 2-liter bottle and a garden hose. Anyway, you want to do that prank call to that guy who's selling a boat?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hang on. Let me try to...
I just called him.
Okay. You already did?
Yeah, but I'll do it again.
Okay, good. Let's see. He's selling a 92 Tracker Sweet 16, whatever that is. Johnson 25 horsepower electric start tiller steer. Fuck. Okay, that's too much information.
Yeah, it's a lot of info, but just the number's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Real quickly, on AOL Instant Messenger, where you can reach us at Madhouse Radio, Baron Pedro Slim, I think that's his name, new listener, is saying that he knows a guy named Rick. He wants me to ring him and say that I found his dog since he's looking for it. Oh, really? Well, that's not nice. And you found it dead on the road. And this is in the UK. That's
so
great.
You found it and you're holding it hostage. Hey, you want like $500 for it.
That's all right. We got to do that next. All right. We're definitely going to do that next. And also, we've got some dude here named Previous something something on AOL also, and he's saying in very annoying font, Rolo, I don't know. He's sending me numbers up in like Britain or something, I think, too.
That's some gay font.
Yeah, I can't read that, dude. Ring so and so. It's a UK number. Ask for Jeff and say it's his son Adam. Okay, whatever. All right. Well, you know what I need? I don't know the country codes. This is what, 01144, I guess. I don't know how it works.
I know the 011.
I'm going to copy and paste this in to Lonesome Loser and tell him to translate it for me in American. There you go. Lonesome Loser, they're trying to translate that phone number to me in your format so I can do that call next. But for the time being, we're going to call this guy who's selling a fucking boat. Right. Okay, everybody, we're right back with that right after this.
Alright.
Hello?
Yeah, calling back about the boat.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got anywhere I can test drive this motherfucker?
The Ohio River.
The Ohio River. How about we go up there this weekend and I test drive it?
I have it here in my house. Where are you from?
I'm from Ohio.
Okay.
Akron, to be exact.
Okay. It's, let's see, I have my other boat sitting at a marina here. I live in Erlanger by the airport.
All right, now, can you stand on shore and drop your trousers and I test drive that boat right up your ass?
Is there any particular reason you're doing this?
What's that?
Is there any reason you're acting this way?
I just want to see how far I can get that boat up your ass, sir.
I don't really appreciate this.
Well, like I said, if I'm spending $3,000, somebody else is going to have to take it up the ass, too.
And there it is.
Oh,
Okay, not bad. You know what the problem is here? We're going to call the international call, you know? I don't know what city in Britain it is. It's going to be hard to tell this person that I found his dog dead if I can, you know, tell him, oh, yeah, I'm here and so-and-so. And the guy who sent it to me is already offline. That sucks.
That's true.
Yeah, we could try still, though, I guess. Okay. Hang on, everybody. We're going to do that next prank call. It's going to be a Briton, some guy named Rick who's lost his dog. And we're going to mess with him. And there it is. Hang on, everybody. Be right back with that now. Yeah, let me start. You can jump in now. Hello, Rick? Or is Rick there?
Hello?
I'm calling about the dog.
Sorry, is that wrong number?
Is Rick there, please?
No.
Damn you. Damn her. And damn Britain. Okay, well, I guess we're not going to talk to him. Either that's a wrong number, whatever, maybe I dialed it wrong, I don't know, I'm not going to take a chance. Acid says that almost every city in the UK has a George Street, so tell them I found it on George Street. Is that like our Church Street? Main Street, that's what we have here, right?
Right.
On the phone. We have a Main Street everywhere.
Right.
Right.
Well, they had a lot of kings named George. You know, George, King George the First,
mm-hmm.
King George II.
King George III, the fifth.
No, not that there were that many.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was like the sixth, though.
Yeah.
And Edward.
Hey, clone, what do you do again? You're a janitor?
A roofer, right? Or electrician.
Yeah, electrician.
That's awesome, man. How do you remember this stuff really well, Andy? I have a really bad memory.
You don't pay attention to people.
I don't. He told us that the night you passed out. I'm surprised you remember that. The night you fell down.
The night you passed out?
That was a few weeks ago. Two weeks ago.
Yeah.
He passed out.
I didn't pass out. I lost my balance. Okay. Very bad.
Right? Yeah.
And then I passed out, I guess.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so I guess I eventually did pass out.
Okay.
It wasn't a bad one. I had a good time.
Yeah. Are any parting thoughts here, Clone Homegrown?
Because I got high.
All right.
All right.
We'll catch you next week. Bye, man.
All right, man. Later.
Later.
Cloned Homegrown, everybody. Cloned Homegrown. They're always ecstatic. Cloned Homegrown. Exactly. Wow. What are we? We're missing something tonight. There's something missing tonight.
How about a phone call?
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't had a good one yet.
You got a point. Thank you. We're missing good pranks tonight. Yes, that's right. Indeed it is. I don't get the whole nigger lover thing, man. I don't know. Lonesome Loser. Let's see what else he sent us here. Well, he was sending information about that number that we were looking at. Mexborough. How do you think Lonesome Loser operates? Like, how do you think he confirms? Do you think he just buys tons and tons of phone cards and just calls people all the time?
Yeah, he just calls. He's probably got like a plug in his head.
A plug in his head? I don't know, man.
He got 84.
Really?
Went to his phone.
He just sends a number. 011.
0119.
207 Alpha Bravo. And he confirms it. Up. He does a great job of it. But I wonder, maybe he does. Does he work for the phone company, you think? Maybe he works for AT&T. Has his connection.
He'd be like an inside man.
Yeah, right. Like, forget his power. He's a fifth column. Lots of movies.
A movie where Tommy Jones is chasing him.
Yeah.
And turning on the phone company.
Yeah. Andy, I need a title for the new CD. Any ideas?
Wow, you're actually going to put a CD?
Yep. Next month, I'll have the burner and everything, and we're going to make a CD of the show. I'm excited about it.
About time, yeah.
What do you think?
You got to think of a name for it?
Here, I got a few names running.
All right, let's hear them.
I got Operation Rolling Thunder.
No.
Okay. I've thought of First and Goal.
Why?
I don't know. And that's really all I have.
That's,
I know.
That's awful.
What should I call the title of the first? I'm going to do one every year. We're at the 1 year pass, and I'm going to do the good pranks of the whole year.
Mira, you should call it Mira.
M-I-R-A?
Yeah.
No, that's like Billy Mira. That's too close to that.
Oh.
And he did a show, and people get confused, and then, you know, people start accusing me of stealing his thunder.
Look,
I don't need that.
Look.
What about what? No. I have no idea what to call it. Maybe someone out there has an idea.
You gotta, like, pick out whatever the best... Maybe call Fuck You, Bitch, Motherfucker.
Fuck You... Yeah, see, but if I try to sell that...
Oh,
but legitimately someday, I can't do it. Well, not that it'll ever happen, but, you know.
How about Special Guest Star Dr. Lego?
Special Guest Star Dr. Lego.
Yeah, Special Guest Star Dr. Lego CD.
Dr. Lego and Zolar? Yeah. You should just make it all Dr. Lego shits.
Yeah, you should have nothing but Dr. Lego...
Calling in and talking.
Yeah, calling in and being real negative about himself. Sounding like he's about to kill
negative
himself
about himself?
Yeah, kill himself or someone who else who ripped him off or...
Yeah.
He's always sad.
His woman. Or making fun of Athena.
Yeah.
Asking inappropriate questions about my girlfriend. That's what he's good at. That's what he's good
for. Threatening to rape her shoe.
Yeah. Her shoe? That's nasty. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't touch her shoes. Anyway. So we have... We have listeners right now, and I thank you all for listening. I'm really tempted to go to the bathroom, dude. You think it's too early?
I'm
gonna take a piss.
Why?
Yeah, I gotta take a piss.
No, I'm saying why would it be too early?
I guess not, right? Let's take a break, try to regroup here, and come right back. So, for the time being, everybody, please continue to listen. Like I said, we will be right back shortly. It is now 11:26 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to Madhouse Radio. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes. Thank you.
that piece of shit up there, I never like him. I never trust him. For all I know, he had me set up to have my friend Angel Fernandez killed. But that's it. I hear he's gone.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Smoke some weed!
Music. Listening to music while stoned is a whole new world. Most parents consider it important second only to sex. And grass will change your music habits for the better.
I'm Africa's most bloody.
Now we're back. Thanks, everybody, for hanging in there. Okay. Pimp Slut is hearing the rap now. I accidentally played last week's break. We played the wrong news and everything. We played the same break that we played from last month, from last week. I messed up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm very, very sorry. It was supposed to be a news report about America taking out a debt consolidation loan. Because of the
funny
deficit.
I want to hear that.
You want to hear it? I can play it. Now it's ready. And I played the song from last week. I was supposed to play Jimi Hendrix, and to your dismay, you had to hear something else. But let's play the news.
It's the Onion Radio News. The U.S. takes out a debt consolidation loan. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Plagued by late fees, high interest rates, and annoying creditors, the U.S. took out a debt consolidation loan today, combining the nation's $6.1 trillion debt into a single easy monthly payment. Easy Debt spokesman Phil Rizzo.
When you don't know where else to turn, Easy Debt is there to help you get back on your feet.
Opponents of the plan charge that it endangers numerous national assets offered as collateral, among the valuable properties, Yellowstone National Park, NASA, and the mighty Mississippi River. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
Brought to you by Target.
That's right. Brought to you by Target, everybody. Okay, Andy, are you pointing to me to read something on the air? Or
no, anything? I just want to point it out to you.
What is it about Venezuela? Man. I don't trust those bastards.
Yeah, it's Hugo Chavez.
Hugo Chavez is an ass. Oh, yes, of course. Castro.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to die.
Your uncle.
He's not going to die.
Uh-oh.
He's not going to die,
I was
man.
Supposed to tell everybody that's your uncle.
When it happened, I was like, he's not going to die. That guy's
going to... No, he's going to come back more powerful than ever.
Maybe his brother will keep power.
He'll be able to shoot lightning out of his fucking fingertips.
Maybe his brother will take power. Just like that. That's how they do stuff in communist Cuba.
Yeah, but he could kick his brother's ass.
Yeah. But here's what's going to happen. And he's not going to die, but if Fidel Castro dies, his brother Raul takes over for the next 10 years. So don't get all bent up out of shape, Miami.
Who?
Fucking Cubans.
After
fucking
that,
I hate Cubans. After that?
Martinez?
No, after that, it'll be some other communist, probably.
You don't think that once Castro and his...
America will force themselves
No, over. That well, the Cubans living in South Florida will... There'll be a revolt.
It's going to be like... Coca-Cola is going to be in charge. Or something.
Coca-Cola,
it's
going to
be corporations.
Sugar.
It'll be hotels and airlines. Not airlines. Airlines aren't shit anymore.
Well,
it'll be hotel chains.
If they hadn't went communist back in the 60s, that would have been the Amsterdam or the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, it would be.
It would be great.
And a lot of people go there from other countries, but
the mafia had it and everything was legal. It would have been great, but they had to.
Prostitution was legal.
Yeah. And then
Castro took it away.
90 miles from Florida.
Yeah,
great.
It's
you could probably right now if it was part. If the mafia still ran it, you could probably fly there from Florida for like $30.
30?
Yeah, because there would be so many flights going, it'd be real cheap.
It'd be like another Las Vegas.
Would
have been because it had
like
casinos,
Amsterdam.
It had the nightlife and everything.
Mafia keeps the city nice and safe.
Yep. The mafia keeps it safe.
Yeah,
too,
well, they
like
used
Vegas.
To keep, like in the 70s and in. They kept the Las Vegas safe.
Yeah,
Las Vegas didn't go bad until the mafia left.
Really? Now Vegas is run. Now Vegas is all corporate now. Right?
Yeah, they're all.
Corporate.
Now it's a dangerous city.
It's a dangerous city.
Yeah, full of hoodlums.
Hoodlums and Tupac murderers.
Yeah, that's true.
No one ever talks about the fact that Tupac was killed right in the Strip.
There's so many gangs from L.A. who just go to Vegas every weekend.
Yeah. I would if I lived in, because you know what, you go to Vegas and drink for free as long as you're playing, dude.
Yeah, and then there's gang members all in Vegas. It's horrible.
I would pay nickel slots all night.
No,
just drink and drink. Get
take
my
your chips
going.
From you, and if you say anything, you'll get shanked.
No, why? Oh, the hoodlums?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it when black people are like around like that. And more than three
well,
of them at once,
Mexicans
it's not good
and
news.
Black guys. And,
oh.
You know, there's like probably even white gangs.
Filipinos.
Yeah, the triad.
Koreans.
The dead and his people, the retards.
Dude, you know, I...
Like
you can
give me your chips.
Wouldn't it be awesome, man, to take be able to take a cruise from Key West... or from Florida, you could probably take Port Canaveral to,
like
to Havana.
You get on
a
boat
day.
And you start getting wasted. You start drinking, and by the time they drop you off in Cuba, you're wasted.
Do you know you
but
can do that?
It was only 4 hours ago.
You can go to the Bahamas from Fort Lauderdale. It gets you there in 4 hours. You can get wasted on the boat. They give you, they have like an open bar, free drinks and stuff on the way there. And you can go to the Bahamas. You can hang out. You can go to the casinos. You can get drunk. You can buy Cuban cigars. You can fucking hang out in the Bahamas, stay a day or two if you want, and you can technically come back the same day. You can go to the Bahamas, be there for a few days, be there for like 4 hours, and get on their last boat back. They have like four boats that go back and forth from Fort Lauderdale, and it's like $50, I think, to do it or something like that. It's something, maybe not 50. It's like $75, I think, actually, something like that. Why are you looking at me like that? It's just interesting that you could do that.
Wow, you really think that's interesting?
Yeah, it is.
Why don't you tell me how much it costs to fly to?
Puerto Rico?
Arizona from here.
Arizona?
Yeah.
Nevada, you mean?
Yeah.
Las Vegas?
No,
maybe?
Arizona.
I don't have no idea. Why would I know?
Because you know everything about fucking travel. You're selling
it. No, I looked into it. You know what, motherfucker? It's a bookmark. Hang on. I got to find it. I have a bookmark that'll prove it to you.
They're going
to
go out there. You're going to get caught by pirates.
Pirates of the Caribbean. The Bahamas Vacation Special. Here it is. This is the fucking cruise right here. See? I was right. It's daily something something. I don't know. Whatever. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
This
well,
is stupid.
That's my whole point.
Well, see, you're acting like I'm bullshitting you, and I'm
no,
not talking.
I'm acting like, well, who cares how much this cruise costs?
Okay.
Where it goes.
All right, fine. I'm just saying it's cool. You know, you could probably do that. Go to Cuba, and like you were saying, it'd be fun to do that.
I'd take a plane. I don't want to be.
Well, free Cuba, everybody. I received the number for Hugo Chavez. This guy, I always call his numbers and fucking they're never who he says they are. This guy, whoever he is. Yeah, the other guy from the UK, he's sending weird ass numbers. I can't read this. Ring up Jeff Salzamp on the UK number you said you would and you didn't, fool. Okay, I don't know. Whatever you say, dude. We have no music playing. That's another problem. I'll play this. Whatever. I don't know if we played this already, but we're playing it now. And we're moving right along.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. We're moving right along.
Yeah, we haven't moved along at all.
Yeah, you're right. The Sassy Game Room in Athens, Texas. Let's call that. Hang on. Everybody.
Sassy.
Hey, Sassy's?
Yes, it is.
You know, I went in there a little bit ago to your game room, and I was treated a little rudely.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Who is this?
My name is Hector Garcia.
Oh, Hector. I don't think I'd ever do someone that way.
Well, someone did. I don't know if they work there or what, but...
Yes, sir. Well, when were you in here?
Oh, earlier tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
Unless you've got a card, I usually meet everybody at the door and make sure they have a card before we let them in.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. The person that didn't let me in said I didn't have the card.
Okay, would that have been John?
Yes, John.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, I don't appreciate him touching me the way he did.
Oh, okay, sir. Let me tell him, and I'm really sorry that happened.
Can I talk to him, please?
John isn't over here. Could I have your number and I could have him call you?
I mean, I'd rather not. I just really need to apologize to him.
Oh, okay.
Please?
Okay. I have to call him. Can you call back here?
Oh, sure.
In just a little bit and give me a chance to call him.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Hector.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Fucking John. Man, I don't want to get John fired, Andy.
What did you say he did to you? He handled you?
I don't like the way he touched me.
Okay.
But then I said I wanted to apologize. Like, maybe
what kind
I brought,
of place was that?
I don't know. It's some game room. Why they had to have a guard to go to the game room? What's that all about?
I don't know.
Yeah. So this one guy is going to Full Sail. Has anybody ever done anything productive with a degree from Full Sail? Because all I hear is bad stories about people going to Full Sail. But look, we're not trying to be assholes, bro, but this is Pimp Slut, right? Who's going to Full Sail? I forget. Yeah, Pimp Slut. Just looking out for you, I hear a lot of bad stories about Full Sail.
If you want to go and party and get high, it's the place to be.
Is it really a party? Is it a...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I guess so. I mean, a lot of people go to Full Sail, but I noticed that a lot of them have the Full Sail sticker on their car, and they're not going to Full Sail anymore. They just kind of integrate into Orlando. They move from another part of the state like you are, and they want to have their dream of going to Full Sail, and they go for maybe a semester or two, and they kind of just never leave again, you know? That's what it's like. I don't know if that's the case for everybody. I know they have video game design out there and stuff, and EA Sports is in Orlando now and everything, so maybe it's a good thing. So try it. Good luck to you, and if you want to sit in on the show, I'll consider it.
Isn't UCF opening up a video game school?
Yeah, it's over there where the Expo Center used to be. Yep, and EA is moving in there too. Tiburon, whatever, the people that make Madden will be moving into that that new complex they tore down. Yep. I'll be going back there in January, Andy. I keep pushing it off by 6 months every time.
Really?
Yeah. And it happened again. I was supposed to start, you know, like this month. And instead, I'm going to be out until next year. So it'll be exactly 18 months that I have not been in school. For pretty much since I started doing this show, I haven't been on, I haven't been going to college.
Do you think that's the show's fault?
I don't know. I mean, will I be able to do the show while I'm going to class? Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to, man.
Don't schedule, you know,
Thursday classes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Friday either.
What if I can?
Do a Monday night class and a Wednesday night class.
Okay. Monday night, Wednesday night? Right. I have to see. Okay. The problem is I have to take the classes they tell me. I have to take specific classes that they put on my program.
Then what if it's during the day and you can't work?
Man, I don't know.
They gotta work.
Well, no, they work with the schedule. I think they look at the schedule and they compare it. I don't know what I'm gonna. I don't know. I'm starting a part-time job Saturday, dude. At Kmart again. Yeah, remember I did work at Kmart. I'm working at the other Kmart now.
You don't think they're gonna check up on you? Didn't you just quit?
Yeah, but I gave him notice. I told him, look, it's not working out. I was like, all right. He kept me in the schedule for like 3 weeks after that. He wanted me to come back. He said he didn't care. He said, I'll keep in the schedule if you can work it out with your other job. Then I could say the problem was he wanted me to work until midnight and I had to be at my other job at 7 a.m.
Right.
And that wasn't what I was told I was going to get done. And they did it to me like 3 days in a row and didn't tell me until the day before I had to come in. And I was telling him, look, you know, I did it a few times and after that I was you know, falling asleep at work. I was like, you know what, I need to stick to my primary full-time job. And look where that got me anyway. I got fired. Right. Then a month later they got rid of me anyway, so what the fuck. You know, I'm looking for a new job now. I'm very unhappy with where I'm at right now.
If you guys have a job, offer it to Carly.
Yes, please do. I had...
He speaks two languages, everybody.
I do. I have an interview tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, I'm sorry. I had two interviews last night. I had the job offer, a job inquiry today, also this afternoon. I don't know, so...
Wow.
I'm moving, gonna try to move out of where I'm at right now. I'm not happy there at all, so... You know, it would have been better had I stayed unemployed, I think. Because I could have just chilled and still have been on unemployment. Could have made enough to get by. But anyway. Here's the problem, man. Let me ask you that. You know, okay, if you're on unemployment, right, you can't be working. Alright? Mm-hmm. I get fired, let's say, from where I'm at now.
Right.
Okay, my full-time job. My second job, I need to quit that job to make unemployment, right? Either that, or I keep that and live off of that instead. See, I would rather quit and live off of unemployment.
Yeah, because it's probably going to pay you about the same.
Yeah.
You don't have to work.
And then I can concentrate on finding another job with my time and relaxing and shit like that. So, yeah. So I might have to quit smoking weed also soon. Well, last time I passed a drug test like 3-4 days of not smoking. And I had been smoking like all day, every day for like months and months before that. I just drank a lot of water and a lot of Golden Seal and a lot of detox tea and about one of those cleansers. And Andy, I'll let you know which one you should get if you ever need one. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's the one that worked for me. And anyway, you know, I'm going to type up my formula. Look, if an overweight, diabetic Puerto Rican who was smoking pot every day several times a day, not working, just doing, like, from the time he woke up all the way until night. And he had 4 days, he had 3.5 days of not smoking anything, and he was still able to pass a drug test. I think that's a testament for anybody out there looking for how to pass a drug
test.
That'd
be another good movie.
Yeah, not a good movie, but I should type out my program for detoxing temporarily for a drug test. I'm going to do that. I'm going to type that up and make it available to the world, Andy, because I did it.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll do it.
Like, hey, I did it once. I did it once.
No, I mean, I don't think you're actually going to talk
it out. I'll prove you wrong, Andy. Remind me of that next week when I forget. You're not going to be on the show next week.
No.
It doesn't matter. You're fucking leaving.
I can still look at the website and see that you didn't do it, because you won't.
Okay.
You don't get anything done.
What are you talking about? I get the podcast done every week. Do you have the podcast? You get the podcast?
No. You won't give me your iPod. You know,
I'm not giving you my iPod. That's my bitch. That iPod goes everywhere with me. I own that iPod. I love that iPod. Al Qaeda's neo-Nazi connections, huh? The Battle of Athens. Yeah, that's the one weird site you look at. We're not even doing prank calls right now. We're just bullshit.
You're supposed to do prank calls.
I am. Let's see. Are people complaining in the chat room? I bet you they are.
Yeah.
Jack Barr asks, when does the madhouse get funny? Very funny. It gets funny as soon as Clone calls in, says Nigga, and then Clone Homegrown says it's too late.
Why don't you try the Dunkin' Donuts?
Okay, I have to find the number. Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker guy.
Dunkin' Donuts, how can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good. Who is this?
Mike.
M-I-K-E.
Who is this?
My name?
Yeah.
Hector Garcia.
Okay.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, are the donuts fresh?
Yeah, we got some fresh ones.
Are they fresh like your mom?
Huh?
Do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
Let me ask you a question, buddy, between me and you, okay? We're friends, right? Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, look. Do you know who the guy is who always argues with me when I try to call?
Yeah, you want to talk to him?
Hey, well, what's his name? Tell me about him. What's he look like?
I don't know what his name is.
What's he look like?
I'm not sure.
One
second.
No. Tell me what he looks like. We need to know about him first.
All right, just a second.
Oh, God, you moron.
Hello?
Hey, sir, how are you? Sir? Hello? They're talking in the background. God damn it.
Oh, motherfucker.
He's like reporting me. I really want to know what this guy looks like. I need to call during the day or something. They got white people to work there, though. I gave that number to Sean Ward like 2 months ago, and he called it on the air, and the guy was, it was some white guy. It was like the owner, the manager or something.
Wow.
And he was a nice guy. So I don't know what that was about. Yeah. It sounded funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it's great.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. We don't have any more music. That's it. What a fucking piece of shit this is. Damn it, man. Okay. I think we played this already, but
yep.
Fuck it. Whatever, Andy. Okay. Whatever. Whatever. We'll try to do something else now. Unless there's anything else we can talk about, which I don't think so. Dunkin' Donuts. Big Wang. Hampton Inn and Suites. A woman named Veronica answered. We also have a Hampton. Okay, and Elisa answered also at a different one. They're both in California. In a place called Big Wang's. Whatever. Okay, let's call the Hampton Inn and Suites then. Hang on.
2 minutes and vary per the terms printed on your card or posters.
Wait a minute, it says card and posters, right? Are there phone card posters?
Hampton Inn and Suites in Lathrop, this is Veronica, how can I help you?
Hi Veronica, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good, do you have any of those phone card posters there?
Phone card posters?
Yes.
Would it be the, what exactly are you talking about, the,
Well, don't you guys give out the free phone card posters?
Oh, no, we don't.
I was told that you guys did.
Free phone card posters?
Yeah. Well,
no,
ask around about it, because seriously, if not, I'm not very happy. That's mostly the main reason I checked in here tonight is for that.
What exactly is that?
It's a big phone card, but it's on a big poster, and it has a picture of Muhammad Ali in the front of it. And it says the Hampton Inn Suites, we knock out the competition.
Oh no, we don't.
Yeah, they're collectibles. I've been following the whole thing on the internet, and I came here to get one.
Oh no.
You really need to find it. Come on, they're supposed to be autographed and everything.
Are you sure it's the one in Lathrop?
Yes, Lathrop. Yes.
Hmm.
I mean, can you? I don't know. You might be hiding them because they're so valuable, but you can just at least give me one. I won't tell anybody you have them.
No, I'm serious. I did not hear anything about that.
I mean, I know how you guys do it. You're probably just hiding them so you can take them home yourself. I know they came in today. Come on.
No. Did you guys hear anything about a phone card poster? Phone card poster? A phone card poster? No, there's actually nothing like that going on.
Can you ask about the Muhammad Ali poster?
A Muhammad Ali poster?
Eating fried chicken?
No. No, not at all, sir. There's nothing like that going on here.
What about with the guy eating fried chicken?
A guy eating fried chicken?
Yeah, Muhammad Ali eating fried chicken and watermelon.
Huh?
Ask.
No, there's nothing like that.
Ask him if he knows of the one with Muhammad Ali. No, it's George Foreman eating fried chicken and watermelon. Ask him, can you please?
George Foreman eating chicken. No, no, sir, I'm sorry.
Fried chicken and watermelon.
Mm-mm.
Ask him, please. You didn't ask him the whole thing.
Yeah, I did. Fried chicken and watermelon.
Eating. Yeah. George Foreman's eating it.
No.
Yeah, he is.
There's nothing like that going on here, sir.
Maybe I saw it in a dream, or maybe you just... I really think you're keeping all of them.
No, I'm serious.
Look,
there's nothing like that going on here.
What do I need to do to make you happy?
There's nothing like that going
How
on
How can
here.
I help you, ma'am?
There's nothing like that going on here.
I mean, do I need to give you my account number? Do I need to maybe slip you a 20?
No, not at all. Actually, can I put you on hold for just a second? I have a guest in front of me.
A guest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I hear you do your job?
No, I actually have to put you on hold.
My name is John Hampton.
Okay.
Do you know who I am?
No.
I'm John Hampton.
John Hampton?
Yes, that's me.
Okay.
This is my inn and suite.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, just be aware. That's all I have to say.
Okay, but I wasn't aware of anything like that going on here.
Well, I mean, you're down to a 4 instead of a 5 on the friendliness scale.
There's nothing like that going on here.
I mean, if you get perfect fives, everybody gets a cruise.
If I get perfect fives, everybody gets a cruise?
Yes.
Oh.
Are you interested in the cruise? I can make it happen.
No. No, thank you.
It's George Foreman's going to be on there. Eating fried chicken and watermelon.
Is this a joke?
No, not at all. This is serious. This is as serious as cancer.
The owner's actually here. You can speak to him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me speak to him.
Okay.
Okay. That was what it was, Andy. Best call of the night so far. Perhaps the last call of the night. Okay. Hey, are people paying more attention to Mel Gibson than the war in the Middle East now?
What?
Are people paying more attention to Mel Gibson than the war in the Middle East right now?
This is about 50-50.
I think it's 50-50? That was interesting.
I read an article that said he was getting charged with being 50-50, I said that. And
right.
Then I read an article where they said he was getting charged with terrorism.
That's a fake thing.
It was fake?
It was fake. You sent that
it
to me.
Said BBC on it.
I know. I fell for it, too, and then I realized it was fake. I fell for 10 seconds, like, you got to be kidding
me.
Yeah,
and I was like, the next day, I was like, that's going to be a big story.
Can you imagine if it was connected to some terrorist organization, right,
yeah.
Or something like
so
that?
So then I didn't hear Hezbollah. Anything about it, and I was pissed. I was like,
they
got me.
Yeah, he's funneling money to Hezbollah. That's how much hatred he has for the Jews. That would make sense with the shit he said. You know, he's got to watch out for that.
Maybe he does.
Maybe he is involved in that flim-flam.
But KDK does.
Yeah. KDK isn't in the chat room. So, yeah.
I can't solve him.
Yeah. And then Die Cash or Die says, cut the little flower thing, and the juice comes out for you to smoke. I don't know what he's talking about. It's like drinking the juice that comes out of a cunt. All right, the guys in the chat room are gay. Apparently, they're being very disgusting and perverted. And we don't talk like that on the show, Andy. Right? We don't talk like that at all. We don't have any time for disgusting toilet humor like that. Senator Clinton calls for Rumsfeld's resignation. Okay. Everybody does that. Everybody who's a Democrat is going to ask for his resignation. They always do that several times.
I'm calling for Dusty Baker to resign.
Dusty Baker?
Yeah.
Who's that?
The Cubs manager.
Oh, okay. Him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it up, Dusty. It's over.
So the Cubs suck right now? Is that the problem?
Yeah.
You're upset about it?
Much.
Yeah. Who's coaching the Magic this year?
Brian Hill.
Do we have anything going on?
Yeah, we got a lot of good young players. So.
Okay, we got Dwight Howard still.
We're 4 years away.
All right. Good. Good. We're a good 4 years away from the champion. I can't wait to write that. I don't think the Magic will stay here for 4 years, honestly. I think they're going to go to Memphis. No.
No, they already got. They worked out a tax to build a new arena.
Oh, so they're going to build an arena?
Yep.
Oh, you hear today we're getting a light rail system, too.
No way.
Yeah, from DeBary to Orlando.
Who would go to DeBary?
All the people live out there where my parents
live. Why wouldn't it go, like, from Daytona to Orlando?
Eventually it'll do that. That's the second phase.
And then from Orlando, like.
Well, actually, they're going to do. They're doing Volusia County to Orange County, right? To Orlando. And then they're going to do Osceola County. Past Disney, past the attractions, past Universal Studios to Orlando. And then they'll do Daytona Beach to the rest. So.
Wow.
Yeah. They say it'll be like 30 minutes to get from DeBary to Orlando. It's not bad.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyway. Hey, let's call it a night, huh? It's midnight.
We can probably make one more call.
We want to try one more? Okay. Big Wang's, Hampton Inn and Suites. I don't know. Walmart, the Pothouse Bar and Grill in Ireland. We didn't call any businesses in Ireland. Maybe they're open. An Irish Last answered at 10:34. That was like an hour and a half ago, so let's try. Maybe this is a bad idea, but we'll find out now.
Did you make a single Eddie call yet?
I was going to do an Eddie call now.
Well, they're not going
to
answer.
Yep.
Okay, so much for that one.
Call Walmart.
Let's call a Walmart. As Eddie?
Find out what aisle the slip and slide is on.
Okay, yo, I'm hot. Yeah. I know Lonesome Loser sent me Walmarts in Ireland once. If he can find that number, I'm sure he has it there somewhere. A Walmart in Ireland or in Scotland or something like that, whatever they're called out there. Try to find that. We'll call the one here in America first. What do you think? We got a. Cody, Wyoming, Rock Springs, Wyoming, or Evanston, Wyoming?
Cody. Cody sounds ghetto.
Cody sounds ghetto? Okay. Well, we'll do that now. Hang on, everybody. Okay. Fucking... See what I mean, Andy? Nothing works right sometimes.
Thank you for calling your Cody Super Walmart. How may I direct your call?
Yo, what's up? Hello?
Hello, it's Walmart.
Yo, what's kicking?
Huh?
What's the word?
Who are you calling for?
I'm calling for the slip and slide, yo.
A slip and slide?
Yeah. Yo, it's too hot. Do you got the slip and slide? Hey, woman. Yo, woman. Oh, we're on hold.
Oh.
Damn it. I think this is the Walmart eternal hold. Anyway. I told you me and Zola were calling Walmart to get in to put us on the intercom system.
This is Jim. Can I help you?
Yo, Jim, what's up, yo?
Hey, who's this?
Yo, my name's Eddie Garcia.
Hey.
Yeah,
How you doing, man?
Yo, I just got back from the Army.
Huh?
I just got back from the Army. I got discharged.
Uh-huh.
Yo, it's too hot, though.
Uh-huh.
Yo, you got the slip and slide?
Slip and slide?
Yeah.
No.
Yo, I want to take a shower with that shit.
No, I don't have that.
Yeah, well, you got over there that's cool.
Hello?
Yeah, well, you got that's cool over there. Yo, it's too hot.
You know, summer is pretty well selling out.
Dude, you got any of those kiddie pools?
Nope.
What do you got there? Like a pool, man? Like a
I don't have any, man.
Well, you got any kind of barrels or something, yo?
No.
You got pails?
Any what?
You got pails, yo. Sand pails.
Sand pails?
Yeah, for making the sand forts.
Yeah, I got pails. We got pails.
Yeah, yo, I can put water in that. Put it on my head. Yo,
can I put you on hold just a second?
I wear like Darth Vader, yo.
I'm going to put you on hold for just a second, okay? And I'll come back to you.
Okay, come back.
Yeah, he's... You think he'll get someone else or be him?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay, your Eddie voice gets different every time.
It does, right? Is there generating back into Carlos, Carly, or whatever you want to call it? There's a KKK website for him. I'm probably going to be whole for a long time. Maybe this isn't worth it.
Yeah, it's Jim again.
Yo, Jim.
Hey, where you calling from?
Yo, what took so long, yo?
Where you calling from?
Yo, I'm in town. I'm visiting my family.
Uh-huh.
I just got out the army, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, up here in Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on Yellowstone.
Okay.
Okay, well, no, come on. Seriously, you got those barrels there?
You know, what you'd have to do is come in and take a look at what we got, man.
No, but you got a fan. I could put the fan in the shower, turn on the
shower.
Yeah,
we got fans if you need that.
The ceiling fan?
Yeah.
Dude, so I put that in the shower, right?
Well, they're not waterproof.
Yo, well, we can do that. Come on.
So if you want any ceiling fans or any regular fans...
Yeah, I need a waterproof.
If those, then you can come in and look at them.
Yo, we get some spackle. And we get some tarp, and we make it waterproof, and we put it in the shower.
Well, you know, that you'll have to do.
Yeah.
We do have all that merchandise.
Well, we can do that, man. And then we'll put a recliner in there.
Well, no, that's...
With surround sound, you know, kid.
If you have a specific question, you know, for our products, then I can try to help you.
Yeah.
But with regards to you doing your work at home, I can't help you.
Yo, let's go to Home Depot.
Home Depot is in Billings?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's go. Come on, let's do this.
Man,
yo, we're going to put a plasma screen TV in the toilet.
I'm working all night.
Yeah, well, I'm here all night too, yo.
Oh, are you working?
Yeah, look, it's so cool. I'll let you off tonight, man. It's cool.
Yeah, well, I really can't take off, man.
I got the permission slip right here.
Permission from who?
From Joe Walmart.
Joe Walmart?
Yeah. Hey,
man, I appreciate it.
Yo, I find him in the army. We arm wrestle.
In any event, man, if you need anything from us, just come on in, and I'll be more than happy.
Look what happened, man. I was in the army, right? And this guy had the deed to your Walmart.
I'm going
to
tell you something. I also was in the service, and I served in Vietnam.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's why we lost Vietnam.
Because I was in the service?
Yes.
Okay.
What did you do? Did you kill any VC?
I was in surveillance.
You know what I did? I threw a grenade on accident.
All right, man. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I can see their faces now.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yo, I fracked some people, yo. They kicked me out.
Hey, is there anything I can help you with, man?
I saw the Viet Cong in Iraq and everything.
Is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, I'm telling you, let's go to Walmart.
Because, I am at Walmart.
Okay, but here's what happened. I arm wrestled the manager of your store, and he for the deed to the store, and I
okay,
beat him.
What was the name of the manager?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
He was dressed like a woman.
Get to work.
His woman name is Lucy.
Okay, so from that standpoint, you know, I've got to get back to work.
No, but I said
I
you got the night off. Yo, let's go to Home Depot and build that.
I told you I can't do that. I'm
Yo,
sorry.
We're going to put a recliner with a ceiling fan and water
Who's
on
we?
It.
Who's we?
We, you and me, yo.
Well,
I'm hiring you.
I can't help you with, man. I'm going to hang up because I got
to
get to work.
We're going to sell it. We're going to go to Bentonville.
Do you understand what I just
We're going to go to Bentonville, baby.
Okay, I've got to hang up, okay? And it's no offense, but I got
to
get to work.
Don't hang up. Come on. You're offending me.
Okay.
I'm so offended.
Okay. That's it.
Don't offend me, please. Damn it.
That's that. Any comments, Andy?
Yeah, it was great. Another great Walmart call.
Yes. Gotta love Walmart.
I stayed up for a real long time.
He did. He didn't want to hang up. He's very polite. Very, very polite gentleman, Andy. And with
that... surveillance, that means he was a killer.
Yeah.
Or he's way behind...
Do you think he's like the grocery manager? I mean, well, for a slip and size, he'd probably...
Probably security.
Security?
Yeah.
He was a pretty nice security guard.
He was surveilling the front.
Yeah. He didn't believe me that I won the deed to the Walmart with... in an arm wrestling contest.
With Joe Walmart.
Joe Walmart. The manager of the store, Joe Walmart. Okay. Well, Andy, that's the end of the show. Would you like to say goodbye to everybody?
Yeah,
right
goodbye,
now?
Everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Also, you know, I'll call.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, when you get your computer, you can, you know.
Yeah.
You can be on.
If it works
also,
out.
Hopefully
if it sounds bad, I don't want to do it.
Okay, well, yeah, if we're going to do it, we'll do it right.
Right.
We'll plan. Okay, all right. So, well, thank you, Andy, for coming in when you have. It's been great.
Wow.
It's great having you here, man.
And
it will not be the same. It will not be the same, I'm sure. Everybody agrees, and we look forward to having you back on the show soon. And everybody listening tomorrow to Zolar at 10 p.m. Eastern, Zolar Vision. I give him an 80% chance of showing up. And Saturday, KDK probably won't do a show, but try to listen. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sundays at 9 o'clock, you may be able to hear a show by Sean Ward. If not, then there's nothing. Monday night, nothing. Tuesday night, nothing. And Wednesday night is KDK again at 10 p.m. Eastern. And then you come back here every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Be sure to visit madhouselive.com. Again, that's madhouselive.com and pcuradio.com. I'd like to thank Clone Homegrown for calling in. Anybody else I should thank? Lonesome Loser?
Yeah.
For the phone card and for the great numbers. I'd like to thank everybody who submitted numbers. Pimp Slut, why did he do something? I don't know. And all that stuff. Everybody who called in, which is nobody, except for Clone Homegrown, whatever. This is over, everybody. We'll catch you next week, by now. I'll catch you next week.
I just gave it to her today. It didn't interrupt me. When I catch you on the street, man, we're going to straight beat your butt, buddy.
I'm going to have
to sweat. Nah, man. What about you?
Oh, God.
Man, you gay, man.
Herbert.
Man, you let y'all know who you is, man.
What the fuck is this? You fucking Herbert.
You
know what I did?
Yeah,
like,
he scammed me. Oh,
no,
I ain't get my number.
I got your dirty laundry. I got your dirty laundry over here.
Dude, who is it?
Hold on, relax. On my face.
I don't want to ask you what I'm saying. Yeah,
I don't want nobody else in my house. I'm fucked up on one person out here, and that fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You like listening to me on the phone?
Yeah.
Calling me from block number.
That ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up. I don't, but I'm not going to
leave. Look, hey, I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What kind of police is?
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, it's not you.
I'm fine. I live at.
I'm going to blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh. You got turkey ass motherfucker. What are you talking now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy.
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who's this, Kazan? What's your name?
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you gonna charge you, guy? Pick somebody up over here to attack the taxi cab.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking taxi cab. I'm coming fucking picking somebody up. I'm whooping goddamn ass.
I kicked your ass, you son of a bitch, and your goddamn mother.
What?
Your mother.
You motherfucking nigga, how you like that, you piece of shit?
Nah, you're fucking nigga, son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
How you nigga, man?
What? Man, I'm a motherfucking bitch of private goddamn phone. It's a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker.
Three letters.
Listen here, Cracker.
You got that.
Honky.
I'll send you some fucking three-letter, motherfucker.
I'll see you here. I'll see you here. Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This is from the white man.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck. What y'all think is fun, cause life is mine.
And which hotel was that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
You fuck you, you stupid bitch.
Please enter your...
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Mahalo. How you guys doing, man? I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
And I like chicken. You out to Tahiti Street?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have our delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have
a
delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple hundred dollars, though.
Even though, guys.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Wow. Are you ready?
I wish I was the governor.
Just pretend I'm shitting on you, okay? No problem.
Good.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Yeah. Oh, I gotta go.
Please do wash your hands.
Yeah.
Some kind of life you have where you have to do this stuff. So this is a very interesting radio you have. Very interesting radio thing if you have that, you know, because like that's it just shows me that you have like nothing going.
No, I got plenty. This is what we do, man. I do this all the time. I get lots of.
This is what you do, like, you know what I mean? Talk stupid.
Yeah.
Really, huh? People actually listen to this shit.
Everybody loves this shit, man.
Not everybody, because anybody with a half a brain that I know don't listen.
Well, anybody with half a brain would listen to this show instead of eating your shitty-ass pizza.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was born 13 years ago last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up, and you better not call.
Do you have stripes in your underwear?
Do I have what?
Stripes in your underwear.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like it too,
maybe you're not.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.